Can you give us an update? I know, man, it was a scary situation, Don, down at Don Stein Invite in Cambridge. Nobody wants to see ambulances come in, but had a little situation with, of all things, one of your participants, a bee sting. Wow. Those stings, I've gotten stung in my lifetime. I think maybe a lot of folks probably have, but folks react in different situations. How is that person doing? Hopefully doing much better.
You know, she's doing really well. Come to find out, she's allergic to wasps and bees now. And so we'll make sure that we have more EpiPens in our bag and just watch her. And her mom was a trooper with it all. And so she's doing much better. She did come to school for a little bit and then ended up going home to sleep. And so hopefully the meds will help her and she'll be back to normal here because we really need her. She actually PR'd and placed for us in the long jump that she put up there for us in Cambridge. So hopefully she'll be back, and now we know that she's allergic. It was a very scary situation, and Coach Applegarth and I were right there on the scene. I want to say thank you to, I don't even know who it was, to be honest with you, when I ran outside and started yelling for help by the concession stands. But I just want to shout out to those who helped. Thank you so much, and she's doing so much better.
Glad to hear it. That, at a meet like that, and with the temperatures warming up, that could have happened to anybody. I mean, as far as a sting or a wasp, because it's those temperatures start to warm up, those insects are coming out.
Flying out, and she was just happened to sit up in the stands, and she turned to one of her teammates and said, "I got stung. I need to get to the tent." And then within 2 minutes, her little throat was swelling up, and we were running around, so... Yeah, it's a pretty scary deal, but luckily we had training, and I remembered some things, and then I did not remember some things. So, you know, it just kind of depends on the situation. So I just praise the Lord for everything and for everybody and help and for her.
You bet. You betcha. Well, on the track and in the field events, you know, this was a tougher-than-nails meet with Chase County, what they bring to the table, and everybody else, Don. But your kids hung right in, the boys and girls, and you said, yeah, you had some PRs. That's all you ask for kids is, hey, each and every meet, if you get a new PR, that's what we like.
You know, we always set goals, and we knew this was going to be a monster of a meet. I do appreciate Cambridge letting us throw in our JV since last week our track meet got canceled for our JV. And so, you know, we PR'd quite a few kids and we hit our goal. Our goal was 28 and we had 28 PRs and we had some impressive times and throws and jumps, and it was just a really good day. It tough meet. Like, I felt like it was a mini state track meet.
No question with all the meet records going down left and right. You're going to see, you know, that when you evolve some teams like that, you're going to see that. But that gives your kids good people to run against and compete against too, doesn't it?
It does, and it also with watching, you know, like sometimes our team gets a little nervous, and maybe some of the other teams do too, but it was just good for them to experience all that and to be there. I mean, I know it was a big, big meet and hot day, but everybody did well, and we're proud of our team.
You've got some youngsters. You mentioned, we'll talk about those upperclassmen shortly, but you've got some freshmen who are getting their feet wet for the first time in varsity track, and hey, they're competing well, and as you said, PRs, and some are even getting some medals, aren't they?
Yeah, Mesa Cox is doing really well in the shot put for us, and then she's on our 4x1 relay, which ran a really great time. We're kind of moving Cameron Fanning around here, just trying to see, you know, what she can do and where she needs to be, and it's nice to have that option. And Molly Uris is putting out some good times in the 400 for us, and also the 4x4. And we're kind of shuffling a lot of girls around. It's a good problem to have. I think we have like 6 or 7 girls kind of fighting for that 4x4. And if they're not running on the 4x4, we're throwing them in the open 400 to see what they can do, and just kind of doing some data with those freshman girls just to see what they can do.
I know Annalene Ramirez as a freshman, second to Landry McNair in the mile, and, you know, 6:01.74. That sounds like she's really coming strong in that event as well, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and it's been a great experience for her because I know it's, you know, junior high is different than high school, and she's running with those big dogs up there, and I'm really proud of her for what she's doing, and bless her heart, you know, she puts a lot of time on the weekends as well. And as a long-distance person, you have to do that. And so she's had a great experience, and we're so pleased with how she went out. showed, you know, it was gutsy, and she just went out and did it. And I'm just glad she did and learned how to run with those Chase County, and I don't remember the other girl that was up there. But she did a really great job. Great experience for her.
You know, McKenna continues to be, of course, one of your top sprinter. And once again, in meet out, she's facing all these other great sprinters. But she's hanging right up there with all the others. And those times are getting lowered all the time, aren't they?
Yes. We're kind of a little, you know, kind of easing up there. But we're working on block work and technique. Coming out of the blocks is what we're really focusing on. And I'm really proud of her. She's hanging in there. We're kind of having a little foot problem. And so hopefully we can get that fixed for her. And hopefully none of the other kids get a foot problem. I don't know if it's track shoes or just pounding, you know. Sometimes those tracks are hard. And so we're working through that. But, no, she's got goals set and she's ready to go. And what an experience to run Saturday with a lot of those girls in that 100, that last heat that they ran with. That was just amazing.
Dawn, there's a few more girls I know that really are starting to really come around for you. I know I didn't mention everybody. You got a few more that are really coming around for you.
I really do. Lily Littrell has really stepped up the sophomores and thrown really well in the shot and discus, and she's making a lot of grounds and has some goals set. And those are 4x8. You know, all the 4x8 girls that are on that is working really hard too, and we have a lot of goals, and hopefully we can hit them.
Exactly right. You got a lot of track and field. I know the season goes fast, but you got some big meets. They can improve those times, can't they?
Yes, they can. And, you know, unfortunate for Emma yesterday, and she had to run the hurdles twice. And so that kind of hurt because then it kind of edged her out getting that 7th place or 6th place. But that's okay. But she's working really hard, too, as a sophomore, and couldn't ask for anything else from her. She's doing a really good job.
Aiden Acton on the boys' side is one of your veteran boys out there as a senior, 6 foot, and he probably knows that he can go a little higher as well.
Yeah, he was so close to 6'2", and it's there, and so he's working really hard, and actually throwing him in the 400s really helped condition him for the high jump. So it's exciting to see with him and that DCS kid. It'll be a lot of fun.
You've got a couple of sprinters, a sophomore, I think one sophomore in particular, that are starting to kind of creep in the mix a little bit more too, aren't they?
Yeah, Creighton Weiss and David Beinert, they're working really hard and running, and again, kind of putting them here and there to kind of figure some things out where they can help the team and help themselves, and so they've been working really hard, and they've been great leaders on my sprinter side, along with Cameron McCrum, so it's fun to watch those boys.
Yep, Cameron in the hurdles, and also runs that short relay as well, and, 47.71, sure, you'd like to get that down, but hit those handoffs, keep working at it. There's no reason why they can't cut some time off here in the next couple of meets.
Oh, yeah, when we asked Connor to move to the hurdles, he was a trooper. He just decided to go for it, and he's actually really likes it now, and I think that's one of his favorite events. So I think he's going to stay, so he did a really good job of coming off and running hurdles for the first time, and he placed, you know, Saturday, and so that's really awesome. Huge meet to place, and so that's quite an honor to do that.
Well, you got a couple of days to work on some things, and they got the Mid-Valley invite. You're right back to Cambridge, and I think about 9 teams, I think, so far, 9 or 10, if not mistaken. This will be a nice one coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a little, I think there's, 10 teams or 9 teams there, and hopefully we have good weather. Sounds like it's supposed to be 80s, and we were right there, you know, at Cambridge, so it's not going to be anything new for the kids, and we just want to keep competing and getting better and keep hitting those PRs and keep pushing for our end goals for the end of the season.
And I think you will, no question. And competing with all these teams week in and week out, it's going to bring those times down and those marks up. You know it's going to happen.
Yes, and it's a learning experience for all of us because it's awesome that we have 45 kids out and they're doing really well, and we're really proud of the Broncos and all the coaching staff.